Video, 15 injured when alleged drunk driver hits Louisiana parade crowd. By Amy Furr on April 5, 2026. Multiple people were hurt Saturday afternoon when a driver plowed a car into a parade in Iberia Parish, Louisiana. The incident happened during a Lao New Year festival when an alleged drunk driver, 57-year-old Todd Landry, drove into the crowd, Cadden reported. Those hurt were taken to local hospitals, with some of them suffering from critical injuries. In a news release, the Louisiana State Police, LSP, said the incident happened near Savannah Kett Street and Melanson Road in Broussard, and Landry was arrested and charged. During the Lao New Year parade, the vehicle Landry was driving struck multiple pedestrians. During the investigation, Landry showed signs of impairment and ultimately submitted a breath sample indicating a BAC of 0.137 grams per cent. Troopers arrested Landry and booked him into the Iberia Parish Jail for driving while impaired. First offense, first degree negligent injuring. 18 counts, careless operation, and open container. Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office is the lead investigating agency into the circumstances of the crash. This is an active investigation and further information will be released when it becomes available. A young man who witnessed the crash told CAPC he saw the suspect get into his vehicle, rev his engine, and move closer to the parade. I just simply thought that he was coming to join the parade because the car was kind of nice. He inched closer and closer, revs his engine again, and just plows through everybody. In that moment, my brain just stopped. I just thought, is this actually happening? He recalled of the horrific scene. In a social media post, the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office said, based on the preliminary investigation, this does not appear to be an intentional act. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Meanwhile, LSP asked people with more information, including photos and videos of the crash, to share them with officials. In a statement following the incident, the Louisiana Lao New Year Festival said, "We are profoundly saddened by the news of the incident near the festival grounds," adding it canceled the music programs that evening. "We are praying for the victims and for their families during this difficult time. As of now, and if security resources are restored for tomorrow, Sunday, we will reopen only the religious services of the festival, and vendors will stay open," the statement read.